are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Wow! It's the best steak deal on the planet. The King Cut Sirloin is only a dollar an ounce every Wednesday at Beholds in O'Fallon. The King Cut Sirloin is aged to perfection. Enjoy it every Wednesday at Beholds Restaurant in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
He was absent last week.
How much is that
doggy? What was the reason? Do we know? Get a reason? Didn't hear anything.
Give me a reason.
Well, we'll find out. We'll ask him where he was last week. He's Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's your pet's best friend, and he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's also brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. Why is this light solid?
I think they're using it down the hall.
So we don't even have Dr. Doug on the phone, do we?
Dan.
No, we don't.
Well, this is awkward.
No, we don't.
This is awkward. Do we call him or does he call us?
He calls us, but I'm calling him right now.
This is 2 weeks in a row that we haven't gotten our call. So here's what we'll do. I'll introduce him, and we'll gamble and hope that by the time we hear the applause and after I say his name, he'll be on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
3, 2, 1.
Almost. A little lag. Doctor, what happened to you?
Oh, am I on this phone? Okay.
You're on the phone.
When? Last week?
And this week.
No. It's called. I'm on the other phone trying to get into you guys.
Uh-huh. What happened last week?
Last week I actually called around 2 or 2:30 and called, and someone said, oh, I'll let Dan know right away.
Who was that someone?
I have no idea.
I was thinking
maybe it was the show before you guys.
I have a suggestion. Yeah. Other shows here hate us. So what they're going to do at any opportunity to sabotage us, they'll say, oh, sure, I'll tell them, and they won't tell us because they hate us. So don't ever give the message to somebody other than myself or Dan.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I did call in time, and I was being responsible.
No, we have no proof of that, and they hate us, and they squelch the call. So that's okay. What happened last week?
Last week, I can't remember what I was doing. It was some sort of, I was in a legal meeting.
Ah.
Legal.
Somebody's turtle died or something? Somebody suing you because their turtle died or something?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, all right.
It was just my family.
Let me give the phone numbers out, and anybody who has a question about their pets, they can call 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Other than that, how are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm hanging in.
You sound a little frazzled.
I am frazzled. My life is frazzled. But my boys just got funded for their software, so they're on their way. It'll be in the newspaper either today or tomorrow.
What does that mean, it'll be in the newspaper? I don't think anybody knows what we're talking about.
There's going to be some article about them. They created software for social marketing software for the music industry.
Wow. Now, hang on a minute. Are they musicians on tour, or are they in the software business?
They're both. They can do both. They're amazing.
That's good. You got to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
They have a backup. They're bright guys.
So if they can't support you one way, they support you another way.
They would hire someone to change my diapers when the time came.
That's all you can ask. We have a lot of calls. We're going to get right to them. We start with Ken. Ken, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hi, Ken. How are you?
By the way, doctor, this is a horrible phone we're on here. Where are you?
I know. I was trying to call. I think Dan was trying to find me, so he called on my cell phone. I am AM in the PM.
Well, you have to work that out. I think after this call, we're going to abruptly switch gears and get another phone and call you back.
Should I call back on the landline?
Dan, does he know what line to call back on, or is it tied up? Boy, this is such bad.
Yes, he does.
So bad. All right, after this call, Ken, what's your question?
Well, I got a couple questions, actually. Dr. Doug, what's your opinion about feeding dogs table scraps and your opinion about tug toys? I've heard maybe they're bad for
dog's teeth to play tug of war?
Well, I don't, number one, for the table scraps, yeah, we try and avoid that because animals are, especially dogs, are particularly sensitive to any kind of diet change, and they can end up with inflammation, pancreatitis, diarrhea, all those things. So I would say if you don't have to, keep the food constant, keep the scraps away. I even tell people for treats, you're probably better off using your dry kibble than you are as a treat outside of the normal sequence of feeding than you are to introduce new foods. So that's my opinion. And then on tug of war, I think those are great. I don't like the products that fray away that the animal can start eating, like string kind of products. But some of the heavy-duty Kong toys and things are wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, that string usually comes out the
other end
later.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm dumping you, Dr. Doug. Is the line clear that he calls in on?
Yeah, that's the one that I just used. Yeah.
We're going to call us back, or however you normally do it, because this phone is terrible. Okay?
Okay, I'm calling back right now.
All right, we're hanging up on you. There you go. I can't stand that. That hollow sort of bad cell thing.
I've seen that before with the dogs. They swallow those strings, and then they try to pass them out later, and it's hanging. You got one part.
Yeah, stop it. No, stop right there. I get the picture. This should be much better. Are you there, doctor?
I am here.
Oh, so much better. So much better. Good. Our next caller is Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm AM into PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. My question is, I got a 3-year-old Great Dane, and last night she was acting really strange, and my daughter said she was eating mushrooms in the yard.
Mm. Is this a joke?
No. And she was this morning she was fine, but I was wondering, are there mushrooms? We got some big white growing mushrooms in our yard.
I'm not a mushroomologist, or mycologist they would be called, but I know that some of those can be irritating. Obviously, they're very toxic to humans. I don't see that dogs respond as poorly as humans do, but if you're seeing that, especially with a Great Dane that can get a twisted stomach and everything, I would probably have your veterinarian check liver function test, just do a blood test, and make sure that nothing's a problem.
And those aren't the psychedelic mushrooms. Those can actually kill a human, right, Dr.
That's what I was wondering, because we had the gastroplasty done, so we were kind of okay with the stomach thing.
Yeah, I would have them just check the liver because that's where it's going to cause problems. And what was your question, Dan?
I said those are not the psychedelic mushrooms that are growing in yards right now.
Dan, you told me that when you used to do mushrooms. I mean, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're toxic. Those are toxic.
I don't know.
I was just worried like the big, huge white ones, and that's the only thing she was eating. And then she was like laying on the steps, and she don't lay on the steps. And
she may have had a tummy ache, but I would have them just check out liver function. Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I just saw a news story. Apparently, this is a big year for the bad mushrooms.
People are just eating any random mushrooms.
The soil conditions or something, they're just popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are they're ugly. Yes. They really are. There's something weird about mushrooms.
Well, I mean, I go out in my woods right behind my house, and I'll eat chanterelles and the morels. But you have to know what you're eating, otherwise there are other ones that are highly toxic.
So. I've heard the psychedelic ones actually grow on cow poop.
Yeah.
Right there. That's all you need to know. Don't eat them. Marianne, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Marianne, how are you?
I am well. I am also AM in the
PM. There you go. Hallelujah.
What's cooking?
Well, my poor little puppy, she's 3 years old, she's short hair, very small, and she's on a stomach and good coat stuff from Petco to eat, but she itches or bites constantly. She just can't stop, and I wondered what we could do to help her.
Well, there's lots of things to do. If you don't have any lesions like open sores and wounds and stuff like that, then you might just try a simple antihistamine approach, and again, your veterinarian will guide you. When you have an animal that itches and scratches like that, we usually want to try and explore if it's something they're breathing in, something they're ingesting in their food, something that they're laying down on top of that stimulates an immune kind of response. They call it atopy or allergies. Can be generalized. It can be dust mites in your house. So I'd say there are a lot of things you can do, but a simple approach without any lesions at this point might be to just do some antihistamines. If that doesn't work, your vet may suggest doing some allergy testing to try and understand what agents in your environment are actually causing problems.
Well, okay. Alrighty, I'll give that a shot. Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Marianne. And also, there are what they call foreign lesions and American lesions. You go to the American Legion Hall if you have American lesions. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's Ladies' Day. All the women are calling. Wow. Here is Phyllis. Phyllis, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Phyllis.
Nice to talk with you.
You too.
I have a couple of Shih Tzus.
Uh-huh.
One in particular.
So your house is full of Shih Tzus.
Yeah, I know.
See, you know what?
Man.
We didn't need that.
Well,
we didn't need that.
The mother is about 5 years old. For years, you think she's had an accident with urine, and you look at it again, and it's not. It's frothy in the middle, so she's thrown up stomach juices.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've had her on over-the-counter, and now I just kind of give her a piece of bread, and it seems to help, but... You know, the groomer
might have some acid reflux.
Notorious for this.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely look at your veterinarian may make suggestions like a Pepcid or Prilosec, or there's a drug called Reglan in humans as well that relaxes the muscle around the entrance of the stomach. So some of those products might be useful to try and kind of avoid that kind of hyperreactive.
You know, it's sad to me, and I've said it before, people like Phyllis, they must have some bad veterinarians. If you have to call here and ask Dr. Doug, your vet
well,
must really
bad. I just didn't believe that that's all it was, you know.
Well,
I,
hopefully it's that.
Totally,
it could be a food sensitivity.
Totally
there's more exotic things that could be going on in the esophagus, but I would assume simple things first. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Phyllis. And nice women, too. You know how polite they are?
I know, but they're not dropping their numbers, so what good is it?
Well, you're married, doctor.
Oh, yeah, what the heck?
Does your wife listen at all? Apparently not.
She probably doesn't. No.
This would be Donna. Donna, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Donna.
I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. And I've got a little dog that he'll be a year old next month that he's part Chihuahua, part something. He was a rescue dog.
Uh-huh.
And he has like a deformed mouth. You could stick your forefinger in his mouth between his back teeth and his front teeth. Will that cause him problems later on?
I'm confused. Why are you doing that?
I don't understand either. Well, you stick your finger between his back teeth, and what does that mean? It's deformed.
He has a space between his teeth.
Well, all dogs have a space called a diastema.
Yes, diastema.
you knew that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's a natural space behind the big canine tooth sometimes that can be more exaggerated in certain breeds than others. But usually there should be teeth, premolars, and then molars lying behind there on the lower and upper arcades. And if you're missing teeth, it could be a genetic problem, or you said you adopted this animal, maybe they were pulled out earlier in its career. But there's no reason to assume that's going to be a problem. I wouldn't imagine. Most animals, actually dogs, are carnivores, so they use their teeth really to grasp things, not to chew and like a cow would, where it's obligated to chew, or like us, we're omnivores. But the carnivores really are designed to kind of grab, swallow, and then run away in case there's some other predator in the area.
Mm.
So
that
shouldn't be critical as long as you have your incisors and your canines available.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Doc. Yeah, nice. Now, another lady. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's Ladies' Day. This is Peggy. Peggy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, Peggy. It's great to talk to you.
Peggy, I detect a little southern accent. Where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
I can tell.
I can tell
the minute you started talking.
Yeah, thanks. Well, go ahead, Peggy. Let me hear what I can do for you.
See, that sounded like you're making fun of her to me.
Yeah.
I was.
Go ahead, Peggy.
I have box turtles that live in the yard.
Good.
And I wonder if those mushrooms are going to hurt them, because sometimes I collect them and throw them in the pen.
You know, I think they do eat, I've never fed my box turtles mushrooms, but I'm pretty sure they do munch on those without issue. So
I didn't know
I'd have to,
or
you
know, what,
to clarify, you probably
mushrooms.
Have to...
So you can't talk
sure
at the same time.
Eating.
If you talk at the same time, one can't hear the other one. I'm sorry, go ahead, Peggy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't say go ahead, Doug.
Now you're doing it again. You just did it again.
Let's do this now.
Peggy, you talk. Go ahead.
I know they eat mushrooms, but I didn't know if these particular when the dog got sick on them. They said that dog got sick. I was afraid that my turtles might get sick on certain ones. So.
Yeah, I've not heard of them being sensitive to that, but I'd have to do a little homework, and I'm happy to do that for you. If you want to call me or email me at the clinic, I'll do some homework and try and find out if there are particular species of mushroom dangerous to turtles.
Oh, great. I appreciate that.
All right. No problem.
Peggy, I like the way you talk.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I just want to know, Frank, in the future,
yeah.
Can we get photos of these women as they call it?
We can work something out. Now, listen, you need to start calling probably about 2 minutes earlier. That's my fix for this problem we've had the last couple of weeks.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'd appreciate that, and so would everybody else, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. I always sit here and wonder when he says, you could call me at the clinic. They go, okay. I wonder, do they know how to get a hold of him? They don't ever ask, well, what's the clinic or what's the... Maybe they do know. It's the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Doug Pernica, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now we go out to where I had my car waxed today, and boy, does it look good. John Londoff, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. I'm really doing well, and I'm tempted to plug the place where we had lunch, but I don't want to do it because they didn't feed us for free. If they'd fed us for free, see, if they'd been smart, they'd have said no charge, and we'd have mentioned this place on the air, but they didn't do that, see. That's how it works. You scratch my back, it's that kind of thing, you know. But it was
Hendel's.
See, you gave him, you know what'll happen? He'll go there now and eat free.
Yeah. John always loves throwing them out there. Yeah,
I've been there before.
It's a neat place. It's a really neat place.
It's a great place. I mean, the heart of Florissant, the Bennett family, Christina, and Nick, they do a adorable place. A lot of fun. And I noticed you enjoyed your meal.
What does that mean?
He cleaned his plate.
Let me tell you something. I ate the least of anybody at that table. There were four of us at the table. And go ahead and tell them, I had a bowl of soup. That's it. That's it. I had the least food of anybody.
Wow. Bowl of soup.
That's it. And a piece of bread.
Two or three rolls.
No. Not two or three rolls. No.
One roll, two rolls.
I had two rolls, not three.
He looks over at the bowl of empty soup bowl of Bruce Weiner, our service manager, and he goes, Frank goes, well, yeah, I guess you like that, huh?
Well, he basically inhaled that soup, which tells me that man works so hard. It's kind of sad. He works so hard, the guy's starving to death. He doesn't even have time.
He
goes to lunch, and he just wolfs down this bean soup. And by the way, that bean soup, you'll pay for that a little later at the dealership.
Is that what you had, too?
No. I had chicken. It was chicken Florentine soup. That's what
that's really good.
If I'd had bean soup, you'd know it by
John soup. Had the bean soup, too?
No, he did not have.
If Bruce comes up, let's say in like 30 minutes, knocks on the door and wants to come in, I should say.
Say no, come back tomorrow.
I should just say, hey, call me.
Yeah. We'll do this over the phone. Absolutely.
Yeah, call me from your office. You send me an email, Bruce.
So what do we need to tell people that's going on at London? You know, I got to tell you, I was there today and I told you this. That place was, it seemed extra clean today. Like everywhere I went was clean. The service department was spotless. Was there a massive cleaning that took place this morning?
Why? When you've been here before, is it dirty?
No, it just seemed extra clean.
It's just the everyday. Yeah.
We keep it clean. So. I'm kind of a neat freak.
I did see the Chevy Spark.
I keep this place clean. I want customers to, you know, experience a really nice, clean dealership. I want a nice environment for some of the best technicians in the country. And, you know, Bruce is the same way, my service manager. He's probably more anal than I am about cleanliness.
I don't like that word, by the way, anal.
Especially if you're talking about the bean soup.
Anal.
Oh, yeah.
I just never have liked that when people say anal. I don't like it.
Particular.
Particular. Use that. He's finicky, particular, but not anal.
What about he's particularly anal?
Hey, I saw the Spark, and I'd like to say to anybody who's looking at like a Kia Soul or that little Nissan thing or a Scion, you got to check this Spark out because it's obviously meant to compete with those other cars. I told you I don't like the word cute, but that car, that's what a lot of people would call that car. That's a really for $14,000-$15,000. It's going to compete with those other guys.
What our price is here?
What is it?
$11,900.
Oh, stop it! I saw the sticker. $14,000-something, but you can get into it starting at $11,900.
That's a cute price.
Brand new car, $11,900.
That's a cute price for that Chevy Spark.
Yes, it is.
You haven't said it yet. It is cute.
No, I didn't say it, but I know that's how a lot of people would describe it.
You don't want to say it, do you?
Nope. There's certain things I don't say to die for, and I don't use the word cute unless it's about a woman. She's cute. I can't do it. You know, there's a story today, and I'm going to get to it later in the Playhouse. Somebody took a survey, and the number one word that people find awkward and don't like to say, you'll never guess what it is. It's the word panties, and I agree. I agree.
I
you
like
can't
that
say
word.
The word panties without feeling dirty.
You feel perverted when you feel say like it, but pervert. I like the word. It's no, it, I like it better
it
than underwear.
It came in number one of all words as a word people are uncomfortable saying. Panties. You saying it makes you sound like a sex pervert.
You gotta be kidding me,
no,
really?
I'm not kidding. Panties, that's the word.
Because I picture like a nice bikini cut pair of like pink colored.
Easy.
Yeah, you're getting a little wound up over there, yeah?
Well, yeah. Panties will do that to me.
What's going on over there? Huh?
I used to work with a guy at an ad agency, and we would write brochures like for a restaurant or a hotel. He hated the word meal, M-E-A-L. So if he would write something for a dining room, he would avoid using the word. He'd say fine dining experience for lunch, but he would not use the word meal.
That's a weird
one. I know. He said to me one time, he said, I absolutely can't stand that word. I don't like to say it. I don't like to write it. And I don't like to read the word
maybe
meal.
Maybe the meal worms?
I don't know. I don't know, but there you have it. Panties, the number one word people don't like. And I agree. There ought to be another word. Like men, just underwear.
I bet you if John said the word, though, it'd be manly the way John would say it.
Can he? I'm not saying it.
No, he won't say it now. Now that he knows it's the number one word people don't like to say, he's not going to say it.
That's right. I'm not going to say it.
What else you have for sale?
You say that the Spark is Cruise. I'm not going to say that. No. Chevy Cruise, number one selling small car in America, only 15.9. Because we have almost 100 cruises in stock. Oh. We sell 40 a month, they give us 50. We sell 50 in a month, guess what they give us?
60.
50. Oh. How about this? Chevy Impala. Chevy Impala, we've never had so many. We got to sell them. 19.9 for 2012. Brand new. The Impala was only 19.9.
Tell people what an Impala is, the actual word Impala.
The actual word?
What is an Impala? It's obviously named for something.
A horse.
A horse.
No.
No, it's not a horse.
It's like an antelope or
like an deer type animal.
Like a deer.
Like a deer.
Yeah.
Something like
very
that.
Very good. He got it.
There you go, John.
It's that horse, antelope, deer. That's what that Impala is. That's that horse, antelope, deer. All three in one. So it's fast. That's what the Impala is. It's fast.
Yeah.
Bleak.
Sleek.
Not cute, it's sleek.
There you go.
The Spark is cute, Impala's sleek. Now, you're sitting down.
Sit down.
We've talked about this before.
Sit down.
So many of your unbelievable, wonderful listeners.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable listeners have come in and taken advantage of $10,000 off. Extended cab and crew cab Silverados. $10,000 off extended cab and crew cab Silverados. About 200 in stock. Chevy Equinox, again, one of the number one selling small SUVs in the country. Here at Landoff Chevrolet, only $20,990.
Well, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
There you go. That is unbelievable.
And Tina pointed out, sometimes it sounds like we're making fun of John, but in fact, he literally is the creator of new language within the business.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's a wordsmith.
Hard to believe you could get it for under the price other people sell it for. Unbelievable. Mm. Yeah, good word. Good word.
Cred-elastic.
Cred-elastic.
Mimi, my beautiful wife Mimi and her adorable sister-in-law Kitty, who was with us at lunch, I think they're on the way down to a charity event with Matthews Dickey's Boys and Girls Club.
What's that scratching?
Yeah,
we'll get more information.
What are you scratching? Are you scratching yourself? What is that scratching?
Is that Jack? Blackwater Jack in there?
What's the scratching? It sounds like you're scratching yourself.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
We heard it.
We heard it.
Yeah.
Play it back. Peon recorded it. Play it back. Yeah, hang on a second. We'll play what it sounded like. Yeah.
It's not. That is not true.
There was a scratch.
There was a scratch.
No.
We're not making it up.
Your phone might be.
It was like you had a credit
maybe,
card.
Maybe the FBI is listening in on your phone.
You know, then how about this? Would some of your listeners please come in tonight? Come in tomorrow. Come in Friday. Come and say, just come in, buy a car, and then maybe I can buy a new phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, real quickly before we get away, the end of the month, through the end of the month, you test drive any car. Just test drive. You're in the drawing for dinner with you, your wife, me, my wife. So you, as the winner of the drawing, bring a spouse, guest, friend, whatever, two of you, and we're going to dinner at Il Bellago. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So, Il Bellago, Mimi is listening. She says hi, and she goes, she's still waiting for Kitty to show up. But Il Bellago, great restaurant. Hey, test drive one of these great Chevys. You know, if you haven't been in a Chevy for a while, you need to come try one. They're unbelievable. But come in, great deals. We're open late tonight. Long time before the month is over with. A lot of time left. So come in and see us. You know where we're located?
Yes, I do. The here. Washington Elizabeth
Interstate,
exit.
Yeah, Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. And call us at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And 24-7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
All right. As always, they're on the way.
They're on great the having way. Lunch with you today, buddy.
You too, John.
And thanks for buying.
I didn't have to mention that, but I'm glad you did. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, kids. Have a good night.
Bye.
See, that's the thing. He's one of those guys that if you say, oh, I'll get it, he goes, okay. There's no
fight.
There's no, I'll get it. That's good.
Well,
no,
he knows it makes you feel good, so he just.
I didn't feel that good. I just said, I'll get lunch. And there's four of us. He had two of his employees there.
He
brings along two other people, and I said, I'll get this. He goes, oh, okay. Yeah, I know. It's brutal. We're going to be back, I promise. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, Tina, it's pretty much the usual right now. Southbound 270 is slow, north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. It looks like we've got an accident that's on the exit ramp from northbound 270 onto westbound 64. Westbound 64 is slow now from the Science Center through McCausland, from Ballas out through Mason, slow from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, heavy from 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. Left lane is down there. And then it looks good until you get to about 79. You're slow from there through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, you're heavy now. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, they've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Friday at 9 a.m., join McGraw-Millhaven and a Beacon reporter at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza as they moderate a town hall meeting on the question of merging St. Louis City and County. The panel includes Herbert Bird Walker, civic leader and former ambassador to Hungary. Also on the panel are St. Louis Alderman Antonio French, Kitty Radcliffe of the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Bureau, and former Clayton Alderman Hugh Scott. Questions from the audience are encouraged. It's a serving of Beacon and Eggs on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently, when Madison County politicians tried to raise their own pay, County Board Member Kathy Smith said no and instead introduced a resolution to cut their pay by 20%. As our state representative, Kathy Smith will save our taxpayer dollars and bring common sense back to government. Kathy Smith will cut spending, require Springfield politicians to take a pay cut, and she'll stand up to Pat Quinn and fight for our families.
I'm Kathy Smith. I grew up in a military family. My mom inspected helicopters. My dad earned a Bronze Star in the Air Force. If our military can defend our nation, why can't Springfield defend our state? Right here, where it counts. I will repeal the 67% tax hike, end benefits to illegal immigrants, and get Southern Illinois back to work. My opponent wants to defend Governor Quinn. I'm running to protect you and your job.
Kathy Smith for state representative. She's fighting for us.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
I've lost so much hair and it's so thin that I don't even want to wash my hair anymore.
I wish my hair was as easy to manage as it used to be, but now it's so dull and lifeless.
I used to get so many compliments on my hair. Now I'm embarrassed. People can actually see my scalp.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Would you like to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If so, we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caranique. Call 1-800-600-1578. Caranique includes the only FDA-approved product clinically proven to regrow thicker, fuller hair. Plus, the Caranique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-600-1578 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-600-1578.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful, clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Hey, it's John Carney, and coming up in January, you know, we're off to Mexico. We want you to learn more about our trip, so meet us for a free informative get-together Thursday, October 11th at Chevy's Fresh Mex at Olive and 170. We'll have free food, good conversation, and reps from Classic Travel and Cruises to lay out the whole magical journey. Let us know your coming, though. Call Tanya at 314-453-5508. That's 314-453-5508. Join us Thursday, October 11th, and plan on heading to Mexico in January.
Wow! It's the best steak deal on the planet. The King Cut Sirloin is only a dollar an ounce every Wednesday at B-Halls in O'Fallon. The King Cut Sirloin is aged to perfection. Enjoy it every Wednesday at B-Halls Restaurant in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
This song.
Really?
It's part of that classic rock crap they made us play. I should save this for the Playhouse, but I can't because it's just too bizarre. Yesterday, testimony in the murder trial of a chef named David Vanes, like, you know, arteries and veins, accused of killing his wife. They played a taped interview yesterday. Southern California chef. He's on trial for allegedly killing his wife. He told police that he slow-cooked her. And then dumped it out as kitchen waste. You know, this is the kind of people that are out there that we need to know are out there. This guy is a chef. You know, it's very possible that on any given day, you may go in somewhere to eat, and you're eating a guy's wife in his restaurant. He kind of mixes her up in with
like
the other
fried green tomatoes.
Exactly. That's a great movie. He disappeared in 2009. Police identified her husband, David, as the former chef at a restaurant in Torrance, California. So they dug up the, I don't know what they mean by this, dug up the Time Cafe, which is why...
They dug underneath the floor, I guess.
She co-owned it, searching for her body. But he said he told them the reason they couldn't find it is because he slow-cooked her, and he dumped her out with the kitchen waste. He says, I took some things like weights that we use, and I put them on top of her body, and I just slow-cooked it, and I ended up cooking her for 4 days. This is his own confession.
Wow. I guess she just... it's like...
Well, he said he covered her mouth and stuff, and when he came back, he was surprised that she was dead, so then he just cooked her so people could...
Yeah, they had an argument, so he ties her arms and feet up and duct tapes her mouth, and then he was panicky that she died. Well, of course she died. You smothered her to death.
Oh, that's like in the movie Fargo. Didn't the same thing happen with
Is that the chipper?
The dad or something?
The wood chipper?
Yeah.
No, that was Steve Buscemi, the guy...
There's some very strange, sick, and crazy people out there, and we need to know. We need to know that they're out there. Now,
it didn't smell? I mean, you know, wouldn't you think it would smell to high heaven? A body?
No, not cooked.
Not necessarily, yeah. If it's...
What, you cook it down? I don't think there's much to smell.
You put, like, some potatoes
seasoning
and stuff in there.
Yeah,
seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
This morning I'm reading this article. I don't take the Post anymore. I cancel my subscription because they're so political. But I do go to STL Today, and I look for anything that might be an interesting story. And there's a story in there today, the MAC. And I don't know much about the MAC. I never belonged to the MAC. It's a throwback to the old men's club days, a lot of dark wood and, you know, that kind of thing. But there's a story about a doctor who is upset that apparently the Missouri Athletic Club, the MAC, was granted an exclusion to the smoking ban so that the people in this club could smoke, and I'm guessing this is cigars, because these men's club, they're big on sitting around smoking cigars. And he's all upset about it, saying that it shouldn't be, that it should be across the board. Here's the deal. When did we get to the point where you can't have a private club? It's private. You should be able, if you wanted a club called the Thick Smoke Club, the Thick Room Full of Smoke Club, it's a private club, and if you don't want to go in there, then don't join the club.
Right. Why doesn't this guy just cancel his membership?
Well, he's not even a member. He's all upset over something he doesn't even have to be exposed to.
Oh, see, that's the worst. That's the people I can't stand.
It doesn't even say anywhere in here.
Not even affecting him.
Yeah, don't go there. You're not a member anyway. And if a club had a cigar room or smoking thing, and most of the members objected to it, they'd vote, and then they'd stop it. And then the members who didn't like it could withdraw their membership. I don't know.
People need to mind their own business.
You can't have anything anymore that's even private. We have a couple of minutes if you'd like to jump in here. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I just have a question about, you were talking about the chef that killed his wife and then cooked her for 4 days.
Slow cooking, yeah.
Yeah. Did he, was that in a smoker, or did he do like any marinating, like, you know, some meat tenderizer?
He didn't mention any tenderizer or marinade. Big old pot, I think.
You need a big, did it say he...
Cut her up.
Put her into pieces first?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. You got to do that, or you need a real big pot. Yeah.
Kind of like a beef stew or something?
Yeah, kind of like that, I think, yeah.
Okay. I was just checking, you know, I'm just asking.
Well, sounds to me like you'd like to kill your wife, and you're trying to find out as much as you can about how to do it.
A scream of wife.
No, I would never do anything like that.
You sound sincere. You sound like you're madly in love. How long have you been married?
45, 50 years. Oh, yeah. No, it'll be 25 this year.
Oh, it feels wow.
Yeah, I can just tell by the way you talk. You'd never think to do anything like that.
Oh, no, not at all. Thank you. Enjoy your show, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Dan. Always good to hear from another guy who's in marital bliss and can't even imagine a story like that. I'm right there with you. Hello, Dan. Dan number two. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm the one who called yesterday, and I cut myself off on you. I lost a thing, but the reason I'm calling is because when I go to work at 1:30 in the morning, I always listen to the 550, and they always got George Norrie on there talking about these crazy things that's up in space and all this other stuff.
Correct.
But anyhow, he got a call the other day from somebody from St. Louis, and obviously it's on the 550. And he goes, oh, the home of the big 550 in St. Louis, I'm AM and a PM, tell Franco Pinion.
Hey.
I know who he is, and then he says hi.
There you go. National publicity from George Norrie.
Yes, he says he knows who you are and all that and everything, but he said he was AM and a PM, he told me.
Well, you know that George used to work here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right, George actually started in this studio. He was here for years.
Yeah.
And then he got real lucky when Art Bell retired, and he was the heir apparent.
Lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky. And he became the heir to the Art Bell throne. But he sat right in the studio for years. So he's telling the truth. He does know us.
And then that guy who killed his wife, I wonder if he added some greens to it and everything and tried to hand it out to some of these people that like to eat greens out there.
Well, I don't know.
Well, have a good day, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It seems to me like there are a lot of people interested in knowing how to kill and cook their wives.
Yeah, that's, like making jokes about it. It's a horrible story.
That is horrible. Randy, how are you, Randy?
Hey, I am AM and the PM.
Thank
right?
you. Hallelujah.
You know, from listening to you guys over the years, I feel like you're a pretty savvy businessman.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, no, I can tell. So I'm thinking about starting a small company. I wonder what you would think. I'm going to market to the United States government, primarily the overseas people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make flags out of asbestos.
So they can't burn them.
Exactly.
Hey, did you see that story from yesterday where that Pakistani protester died from smoke inhalation from burning one of our flags?
Yes, beautiful.
Protesting, burning the American flag, and died and choked to death on the smoke from our flag. Beautiful.
Well,
that's why you don't want to do asbestos. Let them protest and burn them.
He's got 75 virgins now, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know,
all right.
But wouldn't it be fun to watch him try to burn one that wouldn't burn?
Nah, I say let them burn it and choke on the smoke and die like this guy did. I'm more for that. Thank you, Randy.
Have a great day.
You too. That was a great story.
Yes, it was.
Really. I mean, you burn our flag and you die from smoke inhalation. Should happen to everybody that does that. All right, we got to do a little business, and Bill Cleveland's on the way. Schaefer has been a part of this show a long, long time, and I can't imagine how many vehicles have ended up, I'd like to think, a lot at Schaefer that otherwise would have gone somewhere else for the body work. And I've never been one to say that there's only one place to do anything that's good or one product or service that's good. I'm sure there are other great places, but you know what? If you're AM and the PM, and you understand how this show works, that we are supported completely and solely by the advertisers I speak for. That's what pays for this show, the people that I speak for, and that we're never going to bring you anybody who's not good at what they do. And even if there would be another company that, let's say, was equal, why would you go there? It's the same thing. Even if it were the same thing, you come here because the people we're telling you about, like Schaefer, AM and the PM, and I seriously doubt that you're ever going to find anybody who's going to do any body work that's any better. They're not going to be better, even if they're as good. And then throw in the fact that Schaefer, probably more than anybody else, just stuns their customers with the service outside the body work, meaning taking care of the insurance, working with the insurance company, taking care of the rental car, coming to get your vehicle if it's not drivable, taking it to Schaefer, bringing it back. Whatever they have to do above and beyond the body work itself, they'll do. And they've developed a tremendous reputation and 7 locations. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You have an accident. You need body work. You tell your insurance company, because you have the right to make this call, you want that car to go to Schaefer or truck or whatever it is. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. If you're traveling westbound on 70, a little heavy past the airport, it's slow again from McKelvey through the Blanchette Bridge. That's due to that left lane being down. Again, heavy from 79 through TRU. Southbound 270, you're slow from Pagetown through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64, heavy from Compton to Union Station. On northbound 170, you're heavy between 70 and Airport Road. Also, look for slow traffic on eastbound 270 now, a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included, and it ends September 30th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Well, so far this week, tapes from hidden cameras have surfaced of both Mitt Romney and President Obama. Maybe you've seen them. Now, here's the kicker. They're both filmed by Bill Belichick. That's...
Yeah, the Patriots.
The coach, the coach. They got caught videotaping.
Yeah. So you need to know that story. Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, at least a few people know the story, I guess.
We know what you're doing, building up for the big finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know how I work. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, I guess, has been portraying President Obama in Romney debate preparation. They say he's got Obama down to a T, maybe too much. They say he's been charging his family $20,000 a plate to have dinner with him.
No, oh, my goodness.
And Beyonce told Anderson Cooper she loves changing diapers and that it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
In fact, here she has a new book coming out called I've Only Been a Parent for 8 Minutes.
Oh, man.
Keep it going. Just keep it going.
Finally. I don't even want to do this now. According to a report, high school football players in Maryland solicited prostitutes.
Ooh.
Yeah, they said the trouble started when the coach told the kids to go out and act like NFL players.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Now, he's disgusted.
Man.
Disgusted with his own material. Boy, do I know that feeling. Stick around. Playhouse is coming. Plus the joke. 5 o'clock. Big 5.